Well, we missed five. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti, my fabulous co-host, Veronica M. Wessel. Hi, honey.
Hi, Jackie. How are you? And how's the team?
The team is wonderful. Great. The team is wonderful. They are. They're fabulous. So tonight, the dogs are wanting to share, in case you can't hear, so I have to.
Our dog is in the crate in the basement.
Well, see, you're so wise. I don't have a basement. All right, tonight's show. Sorry, everyone. I know you're just all sitting on this waiting for the...
This is going to be a good show, and I have to say to you, I'm excited.
Well, good. Tonight's about feeling safety and support in uncertain and unsafe times, and I think this is a real appropriate subject, because, you know, thank God I don't have time to listen to the news, so... But I do get it vibrationally when I work with people. I can see it in their energy fields. So it's certainly out there. we're experiencing a lot of mixed messages, just to put it mildly.
The other day I heard that because of the internet, for example, that if you Google certain subjects or you really try to track down what's going on, we all get bits and pieces and snippets of information, and then it's up to us to put it together with our particular slant. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's really interesting, and because reality is so subjective, I would say to people, remember, you know, every time you look at something, you're deciding in the moment what it's really going to be for you. You're deciding. It's not deciding for you. You're deciding for it. And, you know, I mean, if I were going to say anything, that would be, you know, I could just say goodnight, folks.
I'm sitting here flummoxed because I really have to run it through all my sensors. That's what I do. I'm silent right now.
Well, tonight's dedication, and let's just do this because this is important, is to our jointly flowing love over the planet and into every heart to bring a sense of love and support to every sentient being on the planet, including the animals, plants, trees, everything. For as much as we need to feel supported, so do they. And as the masters that we are becoming, it's what we agreed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's real important that we remember that on a daily basis. That, yes, we can ask for support and connect with all of our guides and the team and with, you know, whoever feels good to you, your higher self, soul, your spirit, but and your unseen friends. But the bottom line is we really are here to carry that out, you know, to everything as well. This is our planet. We are becoming masters. It's what we agreed to do here. I want to start off with an email, if I can, that you sent me, Veronica.
I was going to be anonymous. No, I'm teasing.
Oh, did you want to be? Okay, it wasn't for Veronica.
No, it wasn't really that. Anything I could hide from, it's all right.
At any rate, now it's interesting. I didn't print the order or the article, but she was sending me a very frightening article about Obama signing a New World Order contract today in Denver. I haven't researched it yet myself. What does the team say about this? Her question was, has Obama been a global elite set up to prime the folks into dreamland so that the next grand steps can be taken? All right. Watching his rise with bated breath, feel very unsure all the time about his ability to withstand the storms. So I'm wondering what is true. My guides were clear that it really didn't matter which of the presidential candidates got in. Can we shift enough reality to get past this? And so Veronica and I chatted about this a little bit. This is indicative, truly, and I unfortunately have not had time to read the article, but I can tell you from the perspective of the team and from there are many associations out there in the universe, folks, not just one. And we are here. We have to. And this is, you know, where it's going to be really interesting. It's going to bring up fear for people. We have to at some point create a global government. The closest thing we have to that is the UN. That's the closest thing we have in terms of representation. But there will have to come a time where we have one voice that speaks for our planet. And so, or it may not just be one person, but one voice that speaks for our planet. And in order to truly be able to meet with, talk with, interact with beings of other levels, dimensions, races, and planets, okay, they are waiting for us to be able to come together as a unit, which kind of gives you an idea of how far behind the eight ball we really are. We can't even get along with our own families, let alone.
Well, that's the hardest, isn't it?
So, in terms of a new world order contract, and I, again, without reading the article, which I should have done, but I wanted to address this because this is going to come up in different ways for different people. We're going to see a lot of things. In talking with people that I work with and then talking with other people outside of the work, it's been very, and I've been talking to a lot of new people lately, it's been very interesting to me that, especially men, by the way, who have almost a jaded eye on Obama, they're afraid, you know, of where he's going and what he represents. And so I'm finding it very interesting that people are, they are afraid in their own way. They're afraid of, first of all, they're afraid of change.
We're afraid of being enthusiastic.
Well, I think what happened with Bush as president for so long is that people, now, if you look at it from the perspective of, he was a great volunteer to rattle everyone out of their level of comfort and malaise. I mean, if anything shook everybody up, Bush did. So he performed, in a way, a great service to get us out of our comfort zone, setting up, basically, the destruction of the old so that the new could rise. And now, you know, am I a Bush fan? No. Dear friends, I'm not. But, you know, being angry at him isn't going to solve anything. It's just going to drop our resonance. That's not really the answer or the solution either. So, then I found this really, because this is something else that's going to be coming up here. And this was about Hillary Clinton. This was so interesting. And now these are quotes from 99. And
just before you do that, Jackie, I would like to say about the little letter that we didn't include here.
Yes.
That what was talked about was that Obama was signing some kind of New World Order contract, and the whole article was written in a way to kind of scare everybody.
Did they present the contract? Did they say, I mean, because we're coming up to a State of the Union address, I mean, you know, that probably would have hit pretty big on the news.
Yeah, I haven't done the research, so, and I'll do that for next week. How's
okay,
that?
As a follow-up, I think that would be wonderful.
It's worth mentioning the fear part of it, because
yeah.
That's what our enemy is, isn't it?
Well, I didn't even give it any credence, because a New World Order, you know, him, you know, at this level, at this timing, signing anything speaking for the American public of a New World Order, that just wouldn't fly anywhere. But there's going to be a lot of information out there that is designed to scare people, to keep them off center and out of their power. We're moving into kind of the whole extraterrestrial thing here with Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
This came through a back door. It's no surprise. But this was really interesting that Hillary... there was confirmation that Hillary Clinton received a private briefing by Lawrence Rockefeller on UFOs in August of 95. She then assisted Rockefeller's efforts to get President Clinton to declassify UFO files. Now, I want you to follow the timing here. Whatever Hillary Clinton learned about Rockefeller's UFO initiative played a role in influencing her opinions about Hollywood movies of a possible extraterrestrial invasion and its unifying effects. What's really interesting in it, just as a little side piece of side information, my understanding, okay, is that he was going to go public about our relationship with the UFOs, which is when the whole thing broke. What was the little girl that he was playing with?
Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky. So,
the old red herring routine.
Yeah. Anyway, so in January of 99, she said, "We will have to join together as human beings to stave off attacks from aliens in outer space. And then we'll have to put aside our really petty differences in our own country, and differences among people around the world, stand up for our common humanity." Another public comment she made: "Many of the movies in recent years express our innate fears about what awaits us. And often in these movies, for reasons that I question, we have space aliens who are always blowing up Washington, D.C. and the White House." Now, so, you know, I found all of this really interesting. Then General Douglas MacArthur, this was in 62, in his farewell address, he said, "You now face a new world, a world of change." How interesting is this? From 62 to 2009. "We speak in strange terms of harnessing the cosmic energy of ultimate conflict between a united human race and the sinister forces of some other planetary galaxy." Now, the timing of this, of course, was when the grays first started showing up. And there was a lot of fear and a lot of hidden information and so on and so forth. I do want to say that without having seen a lot of the testimony that was done for the Disclosure Project, Dr. Carol Rawson, who represented Wernher von Braun at the end of his life. Wernher was a scientist that we brought over from Nazi Germany, a very famous man. And one of the last things he said to Carol was that the last card that's going to be played essentially by the elite is the alien card. "We're going to have to build space-based weapons against aliens, and all of it is a lie."
Yay.
Now, it's really interesting this week that one of our dear friends, Squirrel, asked a question of the team, and, you know, I'm in and out with this stuff, you know, so, but it was about two space stations or something that collided. I don't think it was space stations, but they were some form of monitoring device circling up there. And I know that the team basically said to her that anything that was designed to create damage and havoc and so on, something of that nature, was not going to be allowed to continue. That this was a big message to the powers that be, to, you know, of our planet, to let them know that you're not going to direct, you know, weapons either direction, be it on other countries or out into outer space. And, you know, these things colliding in space, that just doesn't happen. Okay, space is an awfully big place for two things to collide. And so they were satellites, I believe, or monitoring stations at some level. And so when I read this, it just kind of drove it back home to me that the team had addressed this with her. That, again, you know, what's interesting, and I look at Obama and his comments about keeping your enemies close, he's never going to let that happen. But, you know, that is my opinion. That's what the team is telling me. And, you know, I don't think that, you know, we want to put our head in the sand at all about anything, but I don't foresee that. But this is another piece of fear, okay, and it's certainly coming at us from Hollywood. No question about that. Anything that's come out about aliens has always, you know, been that they are, you know, here to destroy us, eat us, kill us, you know, occupy our bodies, God knows what else. And
close encounters.
I'm sorry?
Of close encounters.
Of course. Of course, an E.T.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay, so, in our personal lives right now, you know, many people are struggling, again, with the resurfacing of physical ailments, herpes, cancer, digestive disorders, lots of this stuff, and financial concerns, job concerns, home concerns, a big issue for so many people in our country. For those of you that are listening from other countries, you may or may not be worrying about this, but certainly in the United States, we're having major issues with property values declining and people's investments, you know, sitting on homes that they can't sell. There's nothing they can do except to walk away if they had to right now. And at least that's the way they perceive it. But in the, at the same time, I'm seeing people create magic out of these very frightening situations. And I'm also, and I really want to share this with people, that just because people are out there doing extraordinary things does not mean they're not having challenges. And boy, I really want to be clear about myself included, just so you know, everybody. You know, this is an extraordinary time, and we're going to have stuff surfacing. One of our dear friends that we work with was experiencing herpes behind her eye, not in the eye socket itself, behind the eye. So a lot of issues around the feminine surfacing right now because we're really moving this energy. Really moving this energy. So a lot of herpes, a lot of cancer popping back up. Somebody we've worked with for 4.5 years has some breast cancer pop up. But she, you know, the team worked with her in terms of how to magically work with it. It was brilliant. I mean, absolutely brilliant. But she also was advanced enough not to go into victim and not to go into entitlement. After all the work I've done, and look what I've got, kind of thing. Very famous channel that many people know. It, you know, is having extraordinary digestive problems. This has been an ongoing issue. You know, I have the the bladder. You know, my bladder, my second chakra, which has developed another life of its own. And after the channeling last week. The energies were huge. After, I can tell you that. I can't remember a damn thing about what happened. But the next
amazing.
Day, I'm sorry?
It was amazing.
I will have to take your word for it. The next day, I started passing blood again, and I thought, oh, my God, not again. And but I got the message loud and clear from them that this was my resistance to love. And, of course, my second chakra is where, you know, I have some blockage in terms of, you know, getting back out there and consummating and doing some things. And so I found it very, very interesting. And I had something happen that created some old, you know, triggered some old anger around disappointment in men. And so it just kind of, whether it was all coincidence and happened at the same time, I have no idea. But the team has been very clear about the next week. They want us to do a show on resistance to love. And, you know, I think it's always interesting. They'll do something like the gift that they did last week, and then because a lot of people, it stirred a lot of stuff for a lot of people in their particular area of issue. And
I thought it was funny saying to you, yeah, that was really interesting. I just kind of went out, and then I realized I've been sick ever since. I've had colds and snuffles, and it keeps coming back. Thank you for sharing.
I think it's
just a cleansing, but it hasn't exactly been hilarious.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not, and I will attest to this absolutely. It's not, but it fascinated me that because they worked, I do know they worked in the chakras, that part I remember. I don't remember anything that they did, but I know that they were working in chakras.
I think of wood piles because they pulled something out of each chakra.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I thought they dislodged the balance of the way we, you know, suppress or hold things in or whatever.
Well, I tell you what, they've uncorked my second chakra, and no dog or boy or man is safe in my neighborhood. I'm not allowed to leave the house. at any rate, nothing is stable, right? Absolutely everything is in motion and shifting. And the other piece I'm seeing is that people are creating, busting through this kind of limitation and creating amazing things, or things are coming in out of the blue, unexpected. Because if we look at our circumstances right now, many of us, depending on what particular issue we're dealing with, we can't see a way out. You know, for many people, you know, would sit there and say, well, based on the income I make and the house that I own and, you know, the current market and this and that and the other thing, I don't see a way out of this. Okay? And what's interesting is that I am now seeing people, I'm fascinated by this, who are saying to me, I'm going to sell my house for this, a good friend of mine. And I said, that's $200,000 above the market. She said, I don't care. Don't be so negative. I know I can get what I think my house is worth. And I thought, huh. And she said, it's never been a problem before, and it won't be now. And I just, it made me giggle, because I thought, okay, another girlfriend listed her home. I knew it was way above market because my son does appraisal. Okay, way above market. She got an offer on the damn house. And I'm just like, all righty then. Another example of, even on my own street, what's happening is, and my son goes over this with me, you know, because he's doing appraisals all over the Las Vegas Valley, which is probably one of the hardest hit in the country. And he said, Mom, there's no rhyme or reason. Absolutely no rhyme or reason to any value right now. Because on the same block, you could have a house that sells, you know, for way more than the rest, not because it's better. It just happens. And so, again, this is, I'm seeing all of a sudden now these parallel realities are starting to come up.
That's great.
And anyway, the team has really been talking about, of course, staying in the now moment and not going into the illusion of fear, which is, it's very tempting. It's really tempting. And don't project. And that's the one I must get hit on the head five or six times a day about not projecting onto any situation. And every time I project, I get myself into trouble. And I find it very, very interesting, because those projections no longer apply. They're limitations that we're dredging up from the past. And we don't need to do that anymore. We absolutely do not need to do that anymore, because we're creating as we go. Now, that's a lot of responsibility, and it can feel pretty scary. How about you, Ronnie?
Yeah, I agree. It's really interesting to have to drop into right now and realize that any of the parameters that we had to measure things are pretty much gone. So that's how I'm seeing it.
Yeah, absolutely gone. Mm-hmm.
And you can't really engage in, when people say the economic blah, blah, I just go, I can't really engage in that right now.
And, you know, I do want to say this to people also, because I've heard the feedback on this quite a bit. If you're around people who are going to expound on how bad the economy is and this and that and the other thing, you really need to take a stand and say, look, you know, that is your version and I have my version. Just like my friend said, don't be so negative to me about their house. I swear to you, I do not believe this. And, or if you really are absolutely convinced you've got a handle on this and they can talk all they want, it's not going to impact you, go for it. But be really clear that that's their version of reality, not mm-hmm. yours. If you choose it not to be, it doesn't have to be. And that's what I'm seeing. We're able to choose now what we're going to believe, what we're going to buy into, and how we're going to experience reality. And I think this is the most exciting time I've ever been in because I'm actually seeing it happen.
And fast. It seems to be happening fast for people.
And things coming in out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend who sold her house, she has made a choice to make a life move. And this has been something she's been on the fence about. I mean, I've heard about it for 10 years. And just even listing her house was really a huge issue. But again, this is in alignment with where she wants to go and what she wants to do. Which tells me, I mean, whether the house sells or not, but what it tells me is that people are choosing new realities, and the realities are coming in to support those choices. Now, that's exciting. That's exciting. So, in essence, you choose the reality, okay, that you want, and the universe is sending in what's needed to support that choice, as long as the choice is clear and clean. And it's, you know, in your highest interest, and I'm seeing that as well. Next week I'll tell some really funny stories about all this because the team has been playing with me, and one of my good friends hears them very clearly, and they go and carry messages to her to carry to me, and it's gotten to be pretty damn funny because I'm trying to create some things, and they've decided to play with me just to show how fast this can happen and how big it can happen and how outside of logic and reason it can happen. And so I've actually, it's been very, very funny. I've never been forced more than I am right now to stay in the now moment. And I know you have too, haven't you, Ronnie?
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have as many vivid. I have been, because even being sickly right now for a week, the only thing that works for me is just to be now, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it also seems to, every time I go into that, it seems to empower my midriff, my belly, my stomach.
Good. That's great. Okay. I'm going to go into channel. Is there anything else you want to bring up before I bring in the team?
So just one thing that which you might consider a bit of a change of subject, but I've been trying to figure out about whether there's been scientific proof about the shifting frequencies on the planet and so on. And what I came up with is that the whole solar system is moving up. And that was a big surprise for me. And what I heard was that we're moving into a different place in the galaxy, and that the thing about creating our reality,
mm-hmm,
that the energy that's over the Bermuda Triangle, which creates a huge shift in reality, is the energy in which we're going to be living in this new area of the galaxy.
Oh, I love that. That's a wonderful sharing.
All right.
Fabulous.
I got excited. It gave me a broader point of view.
Well, and I'm going to add one thing to that as we are shifting, so are the races that we most identify with at this time.
All through the universes.
If they're shifting, then everything is shifting.
Hmm.
Okay? If we're moving to a higher frequency, they're moving to a higher frequency, and so everything is moving up, if you want to use up or down, but moving, all right? And everything is benefiting. So to me, it's a very exciting concept. So I love what you just shared. That's fabulous.
Great. Thank you. And I'm eager to hear the team as well. Maybe they have something to say about that. Maybe they're buying property in different galaxies.
That's very funny. That's very funny. All right. Welcome, everyone. And Veronica, we just wanted to let you know that we understand, rumor has it, that there's a for sale sign on your moon. And the listing agent is none other than your former President Bush. Because no one on your planet will do business with him. So he's now resorted to working in the galaxy.
Well, that's good. At least he's employed.
All right.
Thank you for that.
All right. All right. Wonderful subject, everyone. And we know that so many of you are... We don't like to use the word afraid. Having some fear thoughts. Hoping against hope that everything that we've said is true. Or Veronica, or the channel, or many other people that are channeling information through. Hoping that it's true. Hoping that you're going to be safe. Now, some of you out there are still waiting for the big ships to come and get you, and we would encourage you not to hold your breath for that one. There will be no ships. They will not come and get you and take you anywhere. And ultimately, you really wouldn't want them to. Even though you may think you do, that's not going to happen. Now, this is an exciting time because you can't really, in your conscious mind, figure out how things are going to look. Now, where does that take you? That takes you to a level of what? Well, some confusion. An option for feeling fear. But also, an opportunity. A phenomenal opportunity that a lot of you are not yet realizing. You're getting glimpses of it here and there. Glimpses. Flashes, maybe. You're becoming multidimensional. You're not fully there yet. Now, what you are going to see, and you'll have little experiences of this, is becoming aware that you're stepping into a different level, a different dimension, a parallel reality, perhaps. When you go to see someone or visit someone, perhaps someone close to you, a relative, a friend, someone you may not have seen in a while, a week, a day, a month, a year, 10 years. But you will have a reaction to it. It will be like, wait a minute, what am I doing here? This doesn't feel real to me. Well, of course, we would say to you, none of it's real, but you see, ultimately, the realization is going to start hitting you. Wow. I really felt like I was in another dimension, a parallel reality. Not the one of my choosing, but of their choosing. And it doesn't feel comfortable. Now you may talk with those people on the phone afterwards and still have this very strange sensing that they're living somehow a different life than you. Now, of course, everybody's living a different life, but this is going to have more dimension to it, people. This is going to have more dimension to it.
Is this called the shift? Is this what we keep hearing about as the shift?
Well, yes, or whatever other name you want to give to it. You're becoming multidimensional. You're going to become... Now, other dimensions have always existed. But what you're going to become aware of is that the people that you know and people you experience, and you may even have family members, who are vibrating at a different level and having a different kind of experience. Now, we would take you back to children. All right. Many of you have more than one child. And when you query the children about their childhood, you're always fascinated by the fact that one child experienced something totally different than the other one when you ask them about the same experience. Subjective reality. Subjective reality. Now, this is a big subject, everyone. And we're opening the doors tonight for you to play with this. Subjective reality. Your response to any information, rather than a response, make it a choice. I choose to experience this instead of reacting. Because you see, you're all used to reacting to what people tell you. Instead, making a choice. Now, Bashar, dear Bashar, in his book that's been in publication for a very long time, which was actually a group of channelings that were done by Bashar, but he talked about the fact that every experience is neutral. You put the spin on it. You decide. And that has never been more true than right now. Now you get to play with this with a greater understanding. See, when he introduced that concept, it was a while back, and a lot of people weren't ready. All right, it was just words. But now it's going to be real. Reality is going to be more fluid. Does this make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does.
All right. So does this mean I get to choose how I respond to everything? Yes, very much so, in many, 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 many ways. You're going to ask, are there exceptions? Do you want there to be? Do you want there to be?
I don't know. I guess what I'm thinking is that the thing about being unsafe or about being insecure, it's going to take a huge shift in our awareness to let what is familiar go so we can be choosing our attitude in the moment.
There you go. Very good. Excellent. Go to the head of the class.
Thank you.
No dunce hat for today. We would never give you one anyway, Veronica. No, it's exactly right. Letting go of ideas and concepts that are now outmoded and outdated. Because you're moving out of linear reality or illusion. Now, wait a minute. Moving out of linear reality. Moving. Well, you're all aware of how fast things are moving. Many of you get up in the morning and, oh, my God, it's 4 o'clock already. Oh, did I eat lunch? How many people do you know talking about time? Can't get a grip on time. Just can't get to time. Even time is going to become malleable. I'm going to make time. I'm going to create time. See, it used to be I'm going to make time for this. Now I'm going to create time. Well, how do you do that? You choose. Mean I can do that? Well, what do you think? Many of you have read Dolores Cannon's books, and many of you have studied different information about extraterrestrial activity on the planet. Certainly you've heard about situations where a ship comes over a car, and suddenly there are no cars on the road. There were before. What happened? Shifted into a parallel reality in the moment. It's not as solid as you think, folks. None of it is, and you're going to begin to explore with that and play with that. And this is where your choices, your beliefs and attitudes, choice of decisions is as old as ours, beliefs and attitudes, choices, decisions, thoughts, and feelings in the moment are going to be so critically important. Because if you can get out of your own way, imagine the magic that you can create. When you let go of the way you think things should be, because there is no more should. Wow. Now, from the smallest situation, all right, I need to go buy a suit or a dress or a pair of shoes, or I don't want to go to every store, and I don't, all right, so I'm setting up the energy now that I'm going to walk in, I'm going to find exactly what I need, I'm going to listen, where should I go, all right, I'm going to go to that store over there, all right, walk in, boom, there's everything you need, boom, boom, you're in, you're out, and you've accomplished everything you needed. Effortlessly. Now, isn't that fun? And you could expand on that idea and that concept. You'll start expecting it. It will become second nature to you. And when it does, you're creating it in the moment all the time because you believe it's going to be there, it's going to happen, and it is. Now, what do you do about these people that all of a sudden you're experiencing there in some parallel reality? Now, it may be just a minor shift, may not hit you over the head when you experience it, but you're maybe walk into a friend's home and go, ooh, this feels different, like I just walked into something totally different. Or perhaps you have friends, and we've been talking about this for a while, that you're not hearing from. See, I don't understand. I just don't hear from them anymore. Or perhaps even new people you've met. They just disappear. Now you're going to find that you're not going to be a vibrational match to everyone. Now, in Dolores Cannon's latest book, one of the chapters was dedicated to the regression that the channel had. We came through and shared information with Dolores. And we told her then, she was wanting to know about the ascension, we told her then. It may be other people's experience that you die. You disappear from their lives. Well, that's kind of odd. That's kind of scary. Or circumstances and things just get in the way and they just don't connect with you anymore. Oh, poor dear, you know, so-and-so died, did you hear? But did they really? You see, there's going to be all kinds of interesting things, and we want to prepare you for this. And what we're trying to do here is to make reality more malleable. Well, what about the title of the show? Feeling supported. But you are. Do you think for one moment we're not watching over you and seeing what you're doing with this information? Of course we are. Now, we're not spying on you. There's not two of them sitting on the sofa right now eating extraterrestrial popcorn and taking notes. But are they monitoring? Yes. How's so-and-so doing? What about their frequency, vibration, you know, emotional, blah, 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 blah. Yes, of course. You see, if you're listening to this show, you've given permission. Now, we don't want to scare you. That's not the goal here. You want out? Just put up your hand. Say, take me off the monitor. I don't want to be watched. But we'll tell you that you'll have a lot of fun with it if you are. And how do you know that you're not one of those on the other side of the veil actually doing the work, another version of you, another lifetime? Remember, some of those lifetimes last thousands of years. Wait a minute. You mean that visitation I had last night could be another me? Yes. There is no limitation, people. We don't want to shock you. We don't want to overwhelm you. We want to excite you. We want to expand your realm of possibilities.
So when does death actually, when do we know, how can we know that somebody actually died?
You don't.
Oh, you don't, okay.
Now, we'll give you a case in point. People that are very close to the channel, John Mack and Adrienne DeVere, they have a wonderful time. She has a dear friend that hears them, and they run to her and tell her things all the time. So-and-so is going to happen to Jackie Wheaton. Watch this. Oh, we're giggling and laughing. They're having a great time. Now they're playing. Now, is that dead? Or are they functioning? Hold on. Are they functioning at a higher vibration and frequency that you will eventually catch up with? We're not going to give you the answer to that. What we're going to say, though, is that even people who have departed your lives, you are moving in vibration and frequency to where you will be able to have, and you already have this, Veronica. You're already having it. Communication with beings on the other side of the veil that have left the physical realm as they have known it. And those veils are getting thinner and thinner.
Mm-hmm.
There is no limit to the possibilities that are opening up for all of you. And it's exciting. And all we're trying to do is to say to you, you are supported. You're only as limited as you believe. Now, some of you aren't going to like that. And we understand that. Some of you out looking for jobs and having difficult times, and we don't want you to feel, all right, there's something wrong with me, everybody else is okay and I'm not. No. Many of you are working through multiple lifetime issues right now. Some of you are flailing about with some of these issues, and we want you to understand if you can stay in the now moment. Some of you are aware of choices and decisions you've made that are part of a patterning that's trying to break. Ask for assistance to break the patterning. But stay out of victim when you make the request. So that victim martyr energy is going to get in the way of anything you do. We know who all of you are. You're all amazing. You're all amazing, and you're magical. Now, there may be days when you don't feel very magical, but you are. But these are exciting times. Healing, staying clear and clean. Oh, big challenge. We know this. As clear and clean as you possibly can. Watching how you invest in things. What's the investment? Is this a choice I'm making out of joy and excitement? Or some of my old stuff coming into play with this choice? Am I projecting the past onto the choice? Trying to fix, to rectify, to get back what I've lost, to fill the gap emotionally that never was filled, etc., etc., etc. How excited are you every day? How much fun are you having? We know some of you are really, we talk to extraordinary people every day, and we know the levels of commitment that so many of you have made to be of service on this planet. regardless of what you're doing for a living. Don't measure yourself against other people, please. And don't devalue yourself because you may be going to a job, what you call a job, but you don't know how much value you're bringing to your experience when you go to that job. Stop thinking of it as just a paycheck. You're there because your vibration, your frequency is needed in that place. And take the emphasis off the paycheck. And you open up the energy to all kinds of possibilities. And we're seeing this happen all over. It's the limited thinking, the limited thinking, the fearful thinking, the I won't have enough, I may not make it thinking. What about tomorrow thinking? Your ability to create is in a major expansion right now, to create unlimited possibilities. And you're just beginning to play with this. It's so exciting to see. Stay out of fear, people. Stay out of fear. Stay in the now moment as much as you can. Again, Dear Bashar, probably repeated this. If we haven't, the channel has. If you're in the past or the future, an opportunity knocks, you won't be home.
We only have about 2 minutes.
Oh, all right. Veronica? Want to talk about your show?
You know, I don't have a guest yet for next week's Paradigm Shifter, but I'm trying to get people that are really into the multidimensional and changing. So next Tuesday, 5 o'clock is Paradigm Shifters, and 4 o'clock is Radiance by Design. It's a call-in show about you and how we shift our frequency consciously.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, now, what we'd like to do, you've come into your homes with your permission. It is very easy for us because there really is no space or time. And surround each and every one of you in our love and in our light to imbue the information that was transmitted tonight, not only in the words but between the words. To love you. Just to love you. We are so excited for all of you. We know that this is scary. It's different. It's uncharted territory. Which is why you are considered heroes, all of you. And it's not going to be too long before you get to understand it all. We'll walk you through, help you through, guide you through. Can't tell you all of it, or we'll bust the game. And then you'd be very disappointed. But you're doing it. And each and every one of you are amazing. Regardless of what you do for a living, regardless of what your life looks like right now, if you're sitting in your car or in a one-room studio or in a mansion on a hill, it doesn't matter. You are honored no less. No more. You are supported no less and no more. Have fun. Start talking. The way to work, hopefully do with these phones that you don't hold in your hand anymore. People just think you're talking on the phone. You have beings around you all the time. They've always been there, but now, more than ever, listen to the little pops and clicks in the room. Very exciting time, everyone. We love you. We ask that you call us in tonight to bring in a sense of love and safety. A warm, wonderful sense of not being alone. Of knowing unequivocally that you are loved and supported. We are happy to do that with you and for you. Veronica, we love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
And to our dear channel, we love her as well. Until we speak with you all again, dear ones. Our unconditional love. Namaste.
Namaste.